kind of work were you doing with the tractor then?
Ploughing and, you know, cultivating. It was mainly ploughing at that time. That was what, because it was the spring. But, you know, and then you had the cultivators and...
And what kind of tractors were you
they
driving?
They were Fordson, Fordson Majors. And you weren't allowed to take them on the road. They had metal wheels, and they had big metal studs on them. You know, like a big spud they were called. And when you had to take them on the road, you'd four these bands to fix on. They were very heavy wood with metal on the outside. And you'd bolt them on with nuts and bolts. And it was very hard, because you were working against metal, and you knocked your knuckles all the time. and then you were allowed to go on the road, because otherwise these spuds would have cut up the roads. Didn't I? They only ever had about one rubber-tired tractor on each sort of depot. And then you had these.
Did you have to learn to also look after them, the mechanical side of the engine?
Yes, yes. This was what the course was about. You were taught, you know, how a tractor worked and everything, all about it and that. And you see, we had to, there was no start, you know, self-starters or anything. You had to crank it. And it was very heavy to crank. And you had to watch you didn't leave your thumb the wrong side, because it would kick back sometimes and you'd get a broken thumb or anything. And so that was quite hard. And you started it on petrol, and when you got it going and it was warm, you turned over to the paraffin. And with no cabs, you see, or anything on, no safety bars or anything in those days. That all came later.
Was there a workshop then where you actually learnt how the engine worked?
No, we did it all. We did sometimes stay in the hostel for some of the lectures. There was, you know. But, no, there wasn't a workshop as such. At the end of the threshing, the rats ran out. And because the men used to pick up these rats and throw them at the girls, you know, because they knew they were frightened. I always got away with that because I was scared stiff, but I always just stood there. And I look at them, any thrown at me really, because they didn't think I was frightened.
Were there certain jobs when you were doing threshing that just you girls did? I wondered.
In the main, we did everything the same as the men, really. Yeah. You all had different jobs on the threshing machine. The worst job was what, you know, pulling the dust out, and nobody ever used to want to have to do that, but you all had to take your time. Some would be feeding into the thresher, and some of you were on with the sack. In the main, the men did the sacks, because that was very heavy, lifting the sacks on and off.